My name is Jay McBride. I'm 69 years old, and I live in Bristol, Rhode Island. Having been stationed with my father and as we moved around the country, I got to see a lot of what he did, and it was enough to give me the old up and go to want to be in the Coast Guard. My son was born February 6th of 1970, and exactly 1 week later, February 13th, Friday the 13th, I was called and told I was going to Vietnam. So by the time I got home, my son was had grown up to a little 10-month-old toddler, so it took us a while to get along, to get to know each other. That was a very touching experience. It brought tears because this little boy was mine, but he didn't want to go near me. And at that time, America didn't really welcome Vietnam veterans. It was tough for us when we returned. I remember being shunned. In San Francisco, I had flown back from Vietnam. I ran into a high school classmate who apparently didn't approve of the Vietnam War, and she immediately shunned me when we were very good friends otherwise in high school. In a firefight one night off the west coast of Vietnam, my foot got hurt, but we couldn't stop in the middle of it. And over the years, it led to knee problems because of my foot problem. My right knee got worn out. It was bone on bone, and it had to be replaced. Unfortunately, within 4 to 6 weeks, it got infected with MRSA, and the only choice I had was to have it amputated. And I have a prosthetic on my right leg. I've had it for 5 years now. I was at one time walking with a cane quite a couple of years ago, but then I had to have back surgery. I lost the strength of my left leg. That put me back a few steps, so I'm gradually working back up to the point where I can be walking with a cane and don't have to be so wheelchair dependent. My wife likes to say that when I came back from Vietnam, I came back with a bottle a day habit, and that's alcohol. And I didn't realize it at the time, but finally here at the VA hospital, I needed recovery, and that was my experience from using too much alcohol. There are many veterans here who are in need of recovery from substance abuse, PTSD, bipolar afflictions, and I spend a lot of time working with these vets in groups, talking to them, listening to them, trying to give my experience to help them on a daily basis in their recovery programs. I average about 4.5 hours a day here at the hospital. It's a two-way street. I'm listening to vets. They're also listening to me. I can talk to them. And it supports my recovery program, listening to them also. And we have a myriad of other programs ongoing that I think do a wonderful job of getting the word out that veterans are an important part of America and that they need to be taken care of, the disabled veterans. So I think the awareness is pretty well ingrained. I'm pretty happy with what I see out in the public from people who come to me and say, thank you for your service. And all I can say is you're welcome. And it makes me feel good.